Welcome back to your Daily Dose. It's me, Nick. Kelly Joy Ladd joins us again today as we discuss transitions, specifically the one that comes at the very end of our existence here on this mortal coil. Transitions, yeah, because calling it death is kind of a lot. But this episode is about our mortality. It's about transitions. Enjoy.
I learned a term, it's called the memento mori. Okay, actually, I heard like morisante, I think is the Asian version of it, but it's remembering that you have to die. And this whole concept of how that can affect your life, you know, as you go. And you experience that when you have fear that your brother is not going to make it, then you start thinking about, because when it gets close to us, it gets real. I mean, and we tend to keep it at arm's length as much as we can. But this concept I love, because when you remember that you have to die, it just reminds you how precious what you have right now is. They have this concept of, I forget the name of the watch, but it's a watch. It's a countdown watch. Basically, you enter in a certain amount of information and it calculates when you're going to die. And then it just, instead of telling you what time it is, it tells you how much time you have left. And I thought, there's an eloquent reminder.
I already have enough trouble going to sleep like that. I don't need to see that.
Tick it away. Well, it's just a physical representation of what's actually happening, though.
Sure.
Right? Although, same thing happens, like, you think of how complicated the body is. Going through a colonoscopy, I'm reminded of how complicated even just a colon is compared to the whole body, right? And I can't think, like, if I had to watch all of my organs working while they're working, I'd have the same situation where I'm like, it's going to stop at some point. It's not going to work anymore. But I do think it's good to remember, you know, that we all have to die.
Well, have you seen the Netflix documentary, The Blue Zone? It's about sanitarians.
Patty just put that on our list. Yes, it looks really fascinating.
Sanitarians, so people who live to be over 100 years old.
Oh, okay.
So my friend and my husband, our two friends and I, we all watched this documentary this last weekend. And there was this one guy talking about how the doctors, he had some cancer, I forget what's wrong with him, but the doctors gave him like 6 months to live. And then he moved to Italy, I think it was, and he started living the Italian lifestyle, and he was around like family and friends and stuff. And then he lived to be another, like, I think he's still alive. And he told the guy, I just forgot to die. And so, but that in the Blue Zone documentary was so fascinating, because it gave you like a formula. I went around the world to these different places where all the sedentarians live, and there's like hot spots around the world. And they gave like the formula for it. Like, you have to connect with other people. You have to move your body like in natural ways, like gardening, or just like natural, like walking uphill and just natural things. You have to eat healthy. And then there's one other thing, but it was very,
listen to podcasts. Yeah. Listen to this podcast.
Listen to this podcast. will help you.
Listening to
will
this
help
podcast.
You like, yeah.
Yep.
This but, is an engagement. That. These are the kind of things that Patty talks about and keeping your mind healthy and staving off dementia and Alzheimer's disease and things like that. That engagement is so important, moving your body.
Yeah, it's the outlook. The outlook is the last one. Right. And so it's like, if you're positive and like if you're upbeat.
So
and
no cable news at all.
No cable news. Which is okay. I think I checked all the marks. No
good.
Cable news. Move my body. Tai Chi.
It is good. That's the thing. Well, it's good to be able to do that too. We all want a list that we can check boxes on so that we know that we're doing okay, right? I mean, so I value that. And it did look like a fascinating documentary series. Did you watch the whole series?
Yeah, we watched the whole thing.
Wow. How many?
It's only 4 episodes. Okay. Because my best friend...
But they're 25 years each.
Now, my best friend, she's becoming a death doula. Have you ever heard of a death doula?
It's that's someone who ushers somebody out of life?
Yes. Like a birthing doula, but... It's a death doula.
Oh, I love that concept.
Yeah, and so she's training to, she went through training this last year, and she's like learning how to do all this, and so she's all about death, but in a positive way, and how we all experience it, and how how we can all make this process just easier, and how like society itself is scared of it, but we don't need to be.
Right. We never talk about it. We never acknowledge that it's there. Yeah. And so by doing that, we hope that, you know, we don't have to deal with it. And then good at it.
Yeah. But then it like shocks everybody when it happens, but we're all going to do it. It's all going to happen to every single one of us.
But who wants to talk about something that scares you more than anything else in life?
I think if you talk about it more, it won't scare you as much.
I agree. Exactly. I agree, but I think our natural inclination is really pretty understandable. Yeah. You know, you don't want to explore it.
Absolutely. But we also make it into such a big deal that we can't talk about it. Like one thing that came up with me recently is talking to my oldest. It was like, you know, we don't have an opportunity now that my dad's older and, you know, he is, he's getting closer to, he's very unhealthy and he didn't do any of the things on the list. None of them, especially the Outlook part. But like, what do we want to do before I go?
Yeah.
Like talking about, let's put a list together. What do you need? What do you think I should teach you? Or what do I think I need to teach you? You know, that sort of thing.
I like that conversation.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, isn't that the thing, right? I mean, it's such an illusion that parents teach kids more than kids teach parents.
Oh, yeah.
Because I want my kids to get the lessons that I got from them. This is the thing. The only lessons that we don't get from our parents is the stuff that we taught them.
Yeah.
And I think it's an amazing transfer of knowledge. And at this point right now, both of my kids are my mentors. In different realms of my life, I look to them to guide me. And it's beautiful. It's lovely. I think they still look to me in certain ways to help them as well.
How to change a tire.
Yeah, I had thought of that. We made a list, Patty and I, we made a list of things that the kids would have to be able to do in order to survive real life, like ride a bus. You have to know how to get on the bus, pay the fare, and go someplace, how to light a fire, how to cook a meal, how to iron clothes, which isn't as essential. I rarely do.
And you have a lot of weapons around here, so the throwing stars, the butterfly knives, that sort of thing.
They never wanted to learn that stuff. I was just looking at my beautiful little, I have a little foam rubber figurine above the bay window in my studio who is just full of blow darts. Because when I get bored, I've got this blowgun and I'm pretty accurate. I mean, really and sincerely, I have swords and stuff in my house, but I'm more likely to pull out the blowgun because I can hit you with deadly accuracy with that thing. And it's just fun. A lot of my clients don't realize that little noise, that little is me actually pulling a dart and blowing it into that.
Well, and your collection of poisons too is very intimidating.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I don't use those as much, but you know, if I have to, I will.
I get it.
We really covered the gamut of topics related to death and the end of life, right down to how deadly I am with my blowgun. And I don't know about you, but I feel kind of alive and inspired. As Nick pointed out, we don't talk about death enough, and as a result, it seems harder to talk about. It was great to have this conversation among friends, which is pretty much all we do around here at Your Daily Dose. So thanks for joining us today. We'll see you tomorrow.